This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. The city of Missoula has won its legal battle to take over the municipal water system. City officials laid out their case to assume control of Mountain Water Company by eminent domain during an 11-day bench trial earlier this spring. Mountain Water is currently owned by the global equity firm, the Carlyle Group. Carlyle lawyers argued before District Judge Karen Townsend that the city had no right, no need to take the water system through eminent domain. The city said it could run the utility for almost $7 million less annually than a private company that would operate the system in the public's interest. In her 67-page preliminary order, Townsend concluded the city of Missoula carried its burden of proof by a preponderance of evidence that a municipally owned water system is more necessary than its current use as a privately owned for-profit enterprise. The city of Missoula has tried to buy Mountain Water from Carlyle since 2011. The two parties will now debate just compensation. It's yet to be determined if Carlyle lawyers will appeal Judge Townsend's ruling. The U.S. Forest Service could have fewer firefighting air tankers than it originally planned for this fire season. The agency hoped to contract for up to seven more so-called next-generation jet-powered firefighting air tankers. But two out-of-state air tanker companies filed protests over how the agency solicited aircraft contractors. Missoula's Neptune Aviation hopes to contract four of its next-generation tankers with the Forest Service. Those five-year contracts are worth tens of millions of dollars. Neptune's CEO Ron Hooper says it's too easy to stall a federal contract process.
I think what you're seeing is these contracts have become very lucrative and very competitive, so you'll find members of the industry protesting on any basis they can if they're not successful in the bidding process.
Despite the delay, the Forest Service says it will have plenty of air support available this summer for wildfire operations. More on this story later this week. Leaders of the Little Shell Tribe of Chippewa Indians want Montana officials to allow its members to hunt more bison that leave Yellowstone National Park. Tribal Chairman Gerald Gray told Governor Steve Bullock yesterday that the state-recognized tribe is entitled to and would benefit significantly from additional bison. Gray says tribal historians are determining which route to take in seeking hunting access for the landless tribe of about 4,500 people near Great Falls. The state currently allows Montana tribes to take two bison each year. Gray says he'd like to see the Little Shell Tribe access 10 to 15 bison per year, each of which can feed as many as 20 families. Other tribes with treaty rights to hunt in the Yellowstone area killed about 170 bison last winter. Over 2,800 individual letters and online comments have been submitted during the initial public comment period on the future of Yellowstone bison. Acting chief of the Yellowstone Center for Resources, Jennifer Carpenter, tells the Bozeman Daily Chronicle that she expects more comments to arrive by mail later this week and that she expected a surge before Monday night's deadline. A Cascade area couple says state firefighters unnecessarily cut down a tree housing a bald eagle's nest and killed an eaglet while fighting a fire last week. Department of Natural Resources and Conservation firefighters responded to a fire south of Cascade at midday Friday. DNRC State Forester Bob Harrington says they knew about the nest but did not know it was an eagle's nest. Investigators are trying to determine what caused the main building of the Miles City Livestock Commission to burn to the ground. The damages are estimated to be over $1 million. One firefighter was treated and released for an undisclosed injury. A spokesman with the Miles City Area Chamber of Commerce says the owners are planning to rebuild. Yesterday in Helena, an appointed committee began preparations to close the Montana Developmental Center and put its clients into community-based treatment. Steve Jess reports the panel is also being asked to deal with sinking employee morale.
Eric Burke, executive director of the union that represents MDC employees, says when the legislature voted to shut down the center, which houses people judged to be a threat to themselves or others, it created a storm at the facility.
It's morale, it's violence amongst the clients, it's windows being broken, it's comments being made to other clients, it's comments being made to staff. It's worry, it's fear, and we weren't prepared for this.
Burke pleaded with the MDC Transition Committee to address the problem, but Committee Chair Dan Villa says employee morale is not part of the committee's responsibility.
The administration itself is engaged in a labor management process with our employees, not only to express our appreciation of the work they do, but also to make sure that they understand that they are a necessary component to the mental health continuum of care in Montana.
The 15-member transition committee is overseeing the plan to close the center by the end of next year. That includes recommending options for the 200-plus workers facing layoffs. I'm Steve Jess.
Bird flu that's devastated Midwestern farms, likely spread by several means, including on machinery and workers, by rodents, and possibly even by the wind. That's according to a U.S. Department of Agriculture report released yesterday. The agency studied genetic properties of virus samples on more than 80 turkey and chicken farms. USDA scientists say wild birds introduced the virus onto farms, but it appears the virus spread in other ways once there. The scientists found lapses in biosecurity on farms and environmental factors likely contributed to the spread of the disease. Governor Steve Bullock says he plans to sign an executive order to address American Indian health disparities in Montana. Bullock is set to sign the order this afternoon with tribal leaders at the conclusion of the Montana Tribal Leaders Summit at the Capitol. Police in Bozeman have arrested a man after an hours-long standoff at a motel that began when a boy called 911 to report he was scared because there was a bad guy in the room. Officers said the boy is safe. The Gallatin County Bozeman Police Special Response Team responded to the Microtel Inn at about 1 this morning. They said the man tried to jump out a window before locking himself in the motel room with the boy. Police issued a statement early this morning saying there were possible gunshots heard in the room. Guests in surrounding rooms were evacuated. The standoff ended after about 6 hours. After about 6 hours, the suspect's name hasn't been released. Police plan to release more information later this morning. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.